The next patient is Virgilio Caban. The last name is C-A-B, like in boy, A-N, like in November. Virgilio, V-I-R-G-I-L-I-O. Clinical case of a 65-year-old Hispanic male that is a patient of Dr. Dominguez, D-O-M-I-N-G-U-E-Z, who referred the patient to the office because of the presence of some proteinuria, hypertension, and hypercalcemia. The patient has a history of nephrolithiasis in the past. Most of the workup had been done The Kaplan-Meier ratio was 0.68. The immune electrophoresis in the urine was negative. The immunofixation in the serum is consistent with IgG monoclonal protein with a lambda-like chain specificity. The magnesium is with the normal limits, the phosphorus is with the normal limits, the protein electrophoresis in the serum doesn't show any spike. And the PTH was slightly elevated at 75. Period. The patient has most likely what is a monoclonal gammopathy of unknown significance. We're going to refer the case to Dr. Riaz, R-I-A-Z, and we will follow the patient in the office with the laboratory workup. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension that has been out of control. At the present time, we are going to switch the medication to Lotrel, L-O-T-R-E-L, 520, 5 milligrams daily. If there is not a significant decrease in the diastolic blood pressure down to 70, the patient is advised to take one tablet in the morning and one tablet in the afternoon. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease that is in remission. Following number, hyperlipidemia that seems to be under control. Following number, CKD stage 3A that remains stable. We are going to reevaluate the case in three months with laboratory workup. We invested 15 minutes in the evaluation of the lab, in the face-to-face 25 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes.